Welcome, everyone, to episode 123 of Bike Club Show. This is Eileen.
This is Lynn.
This is Stephanie.
And this is Josh.
Welcome back, Lynn. It's been a long time.
Yes, I know. I missed you guys.
We missed you, too. And we have to say, we're so sorry Shannon can't join us today. Her grandfather passed, so she's flying back home. So we miss you, Shannon, and we're sorry that you can't be here, and we hope everything's okay. So, moving on, this is Bike Club Show, where each week we sink our teeth into your favorite fantastic shows. You can find us on bikeclubshow.com. Stephanie's very active, facebook.com/bikeclubshow there. You can email us, bikeclubshow@gmail.com. And you can also find us on Twitter @bikeclubshow. I forgot to ask, I'm drinking wine, but it's something that we've had before, so I'm not going to review it.
Boring.
Is anybody drinking new wine?
No, I haven't drank this week.
So I'm drinking Old Moon. It's something that we've had a long time ago.
I think when New Moon came out.
I think so, yeah. way
Wow, you actually remember when you were drinking it. Cool.
And I still like it. I think we liked it, and it's still good, but I'm not going to review it. So.
It's not the same bottle from then, is
no!
it?
No!
Okay.
That would be quite an experience.
I know that would be.
It would be really, really bad. All right. So we have two episodes of The Vampire Diaries to talk about because we didn't get to record last week. And they're so good, these episodes. But before that, we're going to jump into our news. Hey, so in Twilight News, there are a couple of new photos from Breaking Dawn Part 2, which will be out in November. And it's just two stills, one of Jacob and one of Edward and Bella, and they all look concerned.
Bella has red eyes.
Yes, that's true.
Jacob looks the same.
Yeah.
It's almost
like it could be from any movie.
That's what I was thinking. I'm like, wait, what movie is this from? So Bella does have the red eyes. She's wearing the red contacts. Mm-hmm. And Jacob, is this really from Breaking Dawn Part 2 or is this from New Moon? No, I'm kidding. I don't know. I can't tell.
November 16th. Wow.
I know.
Wow.
I want to say that's a long time from now, but then all of a sudden it's going to be November 16th.
That's about 6 months, just less under 6 months. That's, going to be around the corner.
And it's the last one.
Oh, that's right, the last one. Oh.
Breaks our heart. Well, by the time New Moon comes around, Anna Paquin would have had her baby. Congratulations to Anna Paquin and Stephen Moyer, who are going to have a baby. She's about 3 months, or just over 3 months. So that's why she announced it, wait after the first trimester. Mm-hmm. So I guess I'm just doing the math here. She's over 3 months, so she's going to start showing pretty soon. Mm-hmm. And they don't usually end filming until around June or July, like around Comic-Con time.
Yes.
That's when they end. So Comic-Con's in July. So
she'd be about... Yeah, 6 months, 7 months.
Well, that's what I was about to say. Okay, so no sexy Sookie sex scenes, and they got to shoot
double.
Around her because Sookie does not get pregnant. Or if we're gonna have some weird storyline, Alan Ball is gonna do.
They might. I don't know if their budget is big enough, they could probably do a body double. But
that's
I mean,
true.
She's a skinny little thing.
I'll just shoot her behind tables the whole time.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, but
she'll be holding big, big baskets.
The show
exactly.
is so physical. Either way. So you're right. Maybe there's got to be some body doubles or something because she, I would say by June, July, what is that? May, June, July. So 3 more months. Yeah, she'll be close to 6 months.
She's going to be showing, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, unless they're going to do a lot of the scenes with her, in the beginning of the shooting schedule.
Maybe they shoot it out of order, all over the place. They could
It's totally possible. So we could...
It also depends on who you think that she's going to hook up with. I mean, in the preview for the next season, we see that Eric is kissing someone else.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if she's going to be with Bill because that's kind of on the outs. I'll see. I don't know. Mystery Magnets.
Are they introducing Quinn or you know, like the other?
I haven't heard actually if Quinn's going to be in the season or not. That's a good question. I
haven't heard anything about that. All I know is Reverend Steve is back, and I'm not.
Oh yes, Reverend. Oh,
where are you going to go with that?
Yeah. You know, unless Sookie is not going to be in a lot of scenes. Like, I mean, I think she is, but not enough to affect her, you know, belly. Like, it could be just all from the waist up, you know?
Well, you got to imagine that the majority of the show is shot, right? Yeah. So there's only, what, 2 months left, 2-3 months left? So what is it, the last, like, 4 episodes? So you got to think, like, the beginning of the season, everything's A-okay, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
She's running. I mean, who knows when she found out? You know, she's running. And so she's like, I don't know.
She suffers a horrible injury in the last 4 episodes.
Oh, and she's in the hospital.
Bedridden.
She's
in
the hospital for a long time.
Or maybe she does get pregnant, but it's all a dream.
Oh, that
would be so lame.
They did that for one season and then Married with Children.
Oh, they did?
A long time ago. Like, the entire season, like, I guess Peggy got pregnant, had a baby, and then at the finale, they're like, oh, it's all a dream.
Oh,
I was so mad.
Oh, so in real life, she had a baby, and then they had to do...
I think so, yeah. They said it was all a dream, which is the lamest way to go. I just hope True Blood doesn't do anything stupid like that. But
yeah. They shouldn't affect her, you know, the storyline. And, you know, they just have to shoot around it. But you're right. Maybe a body double is in order. We'll see.
Yeah.
All right.
Anyway, congrats to them.
Congrats!
Congrats!
Okay, so we have Vampire Diaries news, and it's I wonder if we should hold this for after.
Let's wait.
Yeah, let's wait, because it's a lot of
spoilers.
It's a lot of teases for the last 3 episodes of the season, and I don't think we should talk about it until after we've talked about the 2 episodes.
I probably don't even want to know.
Oh, gosh. He's going to mute us. No, it's not. It doesn't really spoil. It doesn't really, like, it just alludes to stuff. And then we'll talk about
spoilers.
Yeah. All right. So let's go ahead and get into our recap of The Vampire Diaries, Season 3, Episodes 19 and 20. God, I think there's only 2 or 3 left. And the first one is called Heart of Darkness. Woo! Okay. So this episode, we remember everybody knows that Alaric has his alter ego. And they've decided to lock him up. And it's also because they need to try and figure out where that last stake is, that last white oak stake is, and they're hoping
because Alaric's alter ego hid it from himself.
Yes.
<That's> hilarious.
Oh, who would have hid it? Oh, it was in the bookcase. No, it's not in there. Oh,
hid it from myself.
And so Stefan is there watching him and waiting, you know, for the alter ego to show up so he can, you know, get the information. And then we also have Elena and Damon. Well, Stefan blesses Elena, I guess, to go with Damon and encourages her to go with Damon to find Jeremy. And, you know, just to recap, they're trying to find out their bloodline, the Salvatore bloodline, because if they know which original sire was the original sire for their line, then they'll keep that original alive, because if any original dies, their whole line dies. And we saw that with Finn and I already forgot her name.
Sage.
Yes, yeah. Sage.
And then the one that she turned.
Right.
I don't know his
they
name.
They all
yeah.
died. So
hundreds
it's like,
of other vampires around the world.
Exactly.
And they just all collapsed.
Right. Yeah. So that's sort of the urgency, because they want to find out who sired Rose. I forget. Okay, so what's the line here? Rose sired...
Catherine.
Got it. Oh, okay.
And then Catherine sired...
The Salvatore.
Damon and Stefan.
Good.
Yeah.
Okay, great. And so Elena is also conflicted about her feelings for Damon at this point. She doesn't know what's going on. She's so confused. So that's why Stefan said, just go find out, blah, blah, blah.
Stay at a hotel.
Yeah.
Stay at a motel.
It's a motel.
Oh, that's right.
It's a motel. They're on a budget.
Exactly. And then, so I guess let's just go back to Elena and Damon really quick, showing up in Colorado to find Jeremy, who is just hanging out. And he's like, oh, yeah, no problem. We'll hang out later. Oh, my friend's here. And they turn around. What? It's Cole with a bat.
That was pretty great.
He walks in and he's like, what? And then Damon stakes him. And, you know, Jeremy's like, is that kill him? You kill him? And he's like, well, you know, give
this
us a head start.
Slows him down a bit. Yeah.
Give us a head start. Okay, so then they end up in that motel. And explain to Jeremy what they need. They, you know, they need him to see the ghost. And I like how Jeremy's like, well, I didn't even know her. How am I gonna figure this out? I kind of thought the same thing, too. I was like, really? He doesn't know her? He had no attachment. Mm-hmm. But it worked because he finally got Damon to remember something nice, you know, about Rose.
Personal. And that was like the first time that he actually revealed what he did for Rose when she died. He gave her the dream of basking in the sun, like thinking about what it was like to be human. And
yeah, I like that they brought that
back.
Yeah,
that was nice.
That entirely.
I thought it was nice that they actually brought Rose back.
I know. Well, yeah, you know, she's got a little break from The Walking Dead as Maggie. So I actually remember when she first showed up on The Walking Dead, I was like, oh, it's Rose. And I still, every once in a while when I watch The Walking Dead, I think of that actress as Rose. But then as I see her here on The Vampire Diaries, I'm like,
now she's that
no,
other
now
chick.
She's Maggie. Like, I can't, I almost can't see Rose anymore.
I didn't make the connection.
Oh,
until
no.
I knew she looked familiar, and then I was like, oh, that was because she was on the show, like, before. But I, but now Walking Dead, that's right.
Yep.
Maggie. Oh.
So it's nice of her to come back, and, you know, it's interesting because it's like she's saying things like, and I'm rooting for you and Elena.
Jeremy's like, what?
What the hell?
Oh, she said she misses you, Elena. Right.
What's going on?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I liked his translations
mm-hmm.
of that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And in the end, we find out that it's Mary Porter who sired Rose, and it wasn't any of those originals. So I guess Mary, yeah, is not.
I don't even know who she is.
Yeah, this is what I don't understand.
I mean, they were trying to figure out who then sired her, but they went and found that. Who was it? Who had got? It wasn't
Cole.
Klaus.
It was Cole.
It was Cole.
Yeah, the brother. Yeah, he was in Denver to kind of keep an eye on Jeremy.
Right.
He figured it out first somehow.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, so Cole killed her, so now they don't know who exactly sired Mary, and then that kind of messes everything up, right?
But do we get a sense that it was an original who sired her? Or?
That's what I didn't understand. It sounded to me like Rose said it's not any of those originals.
Oh, really? Okay.
But I thought that's what she said in the episode, no?
Maybe that's, well I think, yeah, I think she said that, but I think that just means she wasn't directly sired by the original.
There's still a line somewhere.
Yeah, there has to be, unless there's some, you know, other vampire source that we haven't been introduced
to. Oh, right. No, yeah.
But yeah, as far as we know, all vampires in the Vampire Diaries universe all trace back to an original.
Right. Because Cole had mentioned it could be him, it could be Elijah, it could be any one of them. So, they just never specifically said who it was.
Right. Maybe he was bluffing. Yeah.
Right. Exactly. Oh, okay. Crazy Mary. Oh, well. Or I scary
know.
Mary.
I know. We'll never know.
No. Yeah.
Never
Unless
know.
There's a flashback.
I wonder if that, you know, that dead woman, you know, on the wall was modeled after like a production assistant or something, you know, like they put them in the makeup chair for a while and then they put her up there. You know, it's like kind of inside joke for the cast. It's like, that's Julie.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. It should be kind of funny to find out.
Yeah.
So they don't know, and they go back to the motel. And then there's all these longing looks between Elena and Damon.
Not just Damon, but shirtless Damon.
Oh, the gratuitous shirtlessness.
I was just going to say, what did you guys think about that, like, him, like, walking into the bedroom, you know, with his shirt
cheesy,
open?
Cheesy, but not complaining.
Yeah. But I was like, in terms of date, I mean, like, nothing's going to happen if I'm just, you know, sitting here, you know, 3 feet away from her, lounging. My shirtlessness, but yeah.
So true. So true.
It was very nice on the eyes. Yeah, for sure.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And then he just kind of lays close to her and they talk and she smiles. Then they touch hands. Then she leaves. He leaves the room. And then they start making out. It was like, this is the Delaney kiss music.
Yes. Oh, yes. The intensity of the music was like matching their kissing action.
Which is entirely different after the commercial break, where the music is entirely different. And then they get walked in on by Jeremy.
I know. I love how Jeremy walks in like, excuse me, Rose has the answer.
And then that dirty look or that disappointed look that he gave Elena. Like, what the?
I mean, I think if I were Jeremy, I'd feel the same way. Like, wait a minute. I thought you liked Stefan. What's going on here? I didn't even know anything about this. You know, we already talked about the Mary part where they go over there. But and then they get away from Cole. But then they're in the car and Rose is in the car and Jeremy's in the back seat. And Rose says, don't tell him I'm here. And then gives him that whole thing like, well, you know, Damon pushes her to be better and she makes him better and blah, 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 all that stuff. What did you guys think about that? Did you guys even like decide to take any sides after
her
discussion?
No, I think she worded it in a way where it was just kind of like, whatever happens, happens, but you just have to accept that she's interested in these two guys and they're both. I think she said that Damon could be the best thing for her or the worst, but Stefan is just the stable one in terms of like he'll always be there, but he's not necessarily the best for her. So I was like, it was pretty impartial. I think she was just trying to make Jeremy okay with the fact that Elena is exploring her relationship with Damon.
Her feelings, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then she did mention Jeremy was too young to kind of see it or understand it, you know? So,
he's not that young.
I know. They're
like,
all like in
only
high
like
school.
He's like a year younger than Elena.
that's what Rose said, you know, because she's so much older and wiser.
A million years old.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. So let's go back to Stefan and Alaric in the locked up basement. And what was interesting is that, you know, Klaus kind of walked in at one point and he's like, oh, so now we have to depend on this person to find out where the stake is. And, you know, we know he's just going to be lurking behind trying to see if anything happens. But then Alaric takes his ring off and he's like, you got to beat it out of me. You know, and I was like, what? Really? You think that's going to work? Did you guys think that was going to work? Like violence would get the other alter ego out of him. I wasn't sure about that.
I was unsure.
I don't know.
I mean, I guess it worked, but
It worked. And then the whole like you got to convince, I guess, the evil spirit that you're really trying to kill me so that he or she can come out.
That was weird. I didn't get that.
Yeah.
Not just me, right? I was like, huh? How does
that whole
work?
Spirit storyline, I mean, I kind of get to a certain degree, but then I also don't get kind of like going into tonight's episode, too. I don't fully grasp it. And then I just didn't think about it. And I kind of just accepted it.
Yeah, me too. But it was weird, right? I had to rewind it. I was like, wait, he said what? And this is, because I saw it all unfold and then I went, wait a minute, let me go back. Okay.
Because remember how it was supposed to stem from the Gilberts family, right? Yeah. And that person went crazy. But I feel like that spirit has changed within Alaric a bit. It's no longer, I don't know, there was something like Alaric was saying or behaving or acting, you know, that didn't seem like the, you know, the spirit from the past Gilbert ancestry crazy person, you know. Like, so that's where I'm lost.
I agree, because they set it up. To me, it seemed like they were setting up to be a possession thing when it was first introduced. Mm-hmm. That like, oh, her, you know, her unquiet spirit is linked to this, to the ring that you've been using, and so each time you die, she's been gaining a little bit of power and blah. But now, as it's gone on, it seems like they've abandoned that, and instead, it's supposed to be this dark side of Alaric that, well, now when we get to it in the episode we just saw, there's a there's another layer in terms of what the mother of the originals has done. But yeah, I agree. I think they just, I don't know if there's supposed to be some rules about that that they haven't really explained yet, or whether they just muddled it, you know, whether they truly, you know.
I feel like a good link would have been a flashback where they kind of introduce us to this. I keep thinking Sarah Gilbert, but I think
I can't remember her name.
Not her name. That's the actress from a while back. I forgot the show, but I just feel like maybe there should be a flashback to kind of show us how she went crazy and insane. Or although I guess no one was there to witness it, so therefore we can't have a flashback. Like Stefan wasn't there, Damon wasn't there. Like she was in an asylum, you know.
Oh, I see.
So you know what? Okay.
Unless Catherine was lurking around again.
Oh yeah, maybe Catherine could have.
First of all, where has she been?
Where is she?
Yeah, exactly.
She's still chilling.
She's keeping she's out still of saving it. Her own butt.
I mean, honestly, survival at this point. She can't be anywhere near Klaus. You
However, you'd think that she would want to be involved since she's tied to the bloodline somehow as well. Yeah,
that's true.
But nope.
Or maybe she is lurking and we just don't know. She's around. Yeah. That Catherine always finds her way
She'll
around.
Be back for the finale.
That's a good point. Yeah, does she know this?
Yeah.
I mean, does she know the consequence of the death of an original or not? Is that something that was just discovered when Finn was killed? And so maybe she doesn't know yet?
Maybe she doesn't know unless she's around and she's listening.
Right.
And she has many friends, too.
Or she was with a vampire friend who just dropped dead all of a sudden when they were at a bar. So.
What happened? Yeah. Wait. And then she had to figure it out. Like, oh, my God. Yeah, that's true. the whereabouts of Catherine. We just make it up.
Yeah.
Okay, so he knocks out that alter ego, and then eventually that, the placement of the stake was revealed to be in the cave where no vampire can go. And
that was very clever.
Yeah.
It's like, duh, that's the best place.
I know. Right. When he said it, I was like, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Is this the scene that caused you to say, like, oh, my God, the twist?
Yes.
Yeah.
It took me a couple watches to actually get it.
Really?
But we should talk about what happened first.
Right. Okay. So let's go back to Rebecca now. And, at the beginning of the episode, she just wants to plan the dance and turns the dance around into the 20s instead of what did Caroline want?
She wanted the 70s. Oh, and then Rebecca was like, oh, it was so cute. She was like, you mean you'd rather dress up in like polyester outfits with bad haircuts instead of a beautiful flapper girl? And it was just so teenage. It was like such a teenager conversation. I loved it. It's cute.
Yeah, very, very cute. And then so Caroline's like, fine. And she leaves. She's like, you take care of this dance then. Poor Caroline, who she has an interesting storyline too coming up. But Rebecca gets her way, and then she kind of, she's hanging out with Matt. Matt gives her a ride home, and she's like, why are you being so nice to me? And, he's like, why? You can't just accept people are going to be nice to you, even though you did a bunch of crap to me, Then she goes into the house, and who's there?
Her mother.
Dear old mom.
Mother.
And I just forget already, like, I thought she was gone, but now she's back.
She pretty much just ran away.
She ran away? Yeah. Is that what happened?
Oh, right, because you know what happened in that circle? Finn grabbed her and they ran.
Okay.
Because she couldn't have run, you know.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
Witch powers, like, but Finn had the super vampire original power and whisked her off.
Are you saying that they can run really fast?
The original.
But then Rebecca needed a ride home.
Likes Matt. You know she likes Matt. Yeah. And she was hang out with Matt. You know?
Have that loving look after he drove away.
Yes, she was very
Even though he was actually duplicitous.
I know, exactly.
She was like, oh, I can finally give humans a chance. And they were totally lying to her.
Yeah.
Yes.
Anyway.
All right. So she sees her mother, and then her mother holds her hands. They have this touching conversation, and then her mother falls apart.
Mm-hmm. That was shocker.
Number one. Yeah.
She did say that, you know, upon seeing Rebecca, that she's like, oh, I'm here because I'm dying.
Right.
And then she's like, oh, it's because, you know, I was there with you every step of the way, even though, you know, I wasn't there physically. And Rebecca and her had their moment. And then I love when Klaus walks in. What's going on here?
Yeah, I know. Like, oh, mother's dead.
So nonchalantly, like, just, hey, what's going on?
By the way,
mom's dead, dude.
Mother's
again.
Dead.
I was really glad that this turned a different direction that we're just about to get to. Because,
right.
I mean, I thought that scene was sort of well done, but it felt so rushed for the mom who had been planning to, you know, just kill them all and seemed to hate them all, to suddenly be going, oh, but, you know, from the other side, I was watching you through all your troubles and blah, blah, blah. I was like, really? Really? And oh, my God, she just died? She just fell on the floor and died? Okay.
So,
yeah. You
know? I think that was the part where all of us probably, I think a lot of the audience out there, too, probably watched it again, like for a second or third time, just because, mm-hmm. I mean, I've watched it 3 times just to kind of like get the sequence and just to make sure I didn't miss anything from previous episodes or even previous storylines. But like that one definitely was new, you know?
Yeah.
And the transfer of spirits and maybe body or it was just
Totally.
It was very bizarre. So
let's get to that. Yeah.
Yeah. Yes. So when Stefan, you know, gets the location of the White Oak Stake, you know, Klaus and Rebecca were in the Salvatore house, like, oh, well, that was easy. And then they get Alaric, and then quote unquote, Rebecca says, well, I'll take him, you know. So then they go to the cave, and then she pushes him in there, and he's like, there it is. And then he tries to bargain with her. And then Rebecca just steps over this magnetic field, and he's like, what?
Whoa.
Like, you're not Rebecca.
Yeah. And turns
out, who are you?
Yeah.
Okay, so this is the part that confused me. I guess she did say that she could step in because she's actually Esther.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But then I didn't understand what she was saying to Alaric about, like, oh, she was talking about Klaus. How Klaus took over someone's body or something.
Oh, no. She said, okay, so this is the part where rewind.
I forgot that when we first met Klaus, it was because he had taken over Alaric's body.
Oh. Yeah.
Yeah. Remember that was a whole scene where Alaric was tied down to the chair and had to be.
Oh, I see.
They had to transfer the Klaus back from Alaric's body into Klaus's own body. Wow, yeah, I'd forgotten that until you just mentioned that. Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't make the connection, but it still doesn't really make sense though, because an original can overtake someone else's body, but the mother is not an original. She's a witch. So it's kind of like not exactly the same thing. I don't know.
I think when it was done before with Alaric and Klaus, it wasn't actually an original power. It was Klaus's witch who was doing it. It was that dude.
Oh, I see.
I can't remember his name, but it was that guy.
Not important.
Yeah,
he probably died, right?
Okay.
Yeah, I think he
died. It's a witch's power who allows that to happen.
Well, she was the original witch, almost, right? So she probably possesses, you know, the most power she's like most powerful witch.
Yeah.
So she's got
whatever.
Good
point,
yeah.
Yeah. That's kind of what I thought. I just thought she was just so powerful. She could do whatever she wants.
Yeah, she can still die.
I know. She can die. She can come back. She just wants to kill all her children. It's just wrong. And so then they begin their little, you know, partnership, Alaric and Esther. Okay, so let's just go back to Caroline really quick. Now, Tyler's back. She gives up on the dance, says, screw you, Rebecca, you plan it. Fine. And then goes out to the woods, and there's Tyler. He's back. Oh, hello. Yeah. And boy, do they have a hot and heavy scene.
It was a nice reunion for how douchey I thought Tyler was in the last episode that we saw him.
That's true.
I thought it was a nice reunion.
That's true. He wasn't really believable. Douchey in this episode, right? Yeah. Except for...
He's still jealous.
He got jealous.
Because
over just that drawing.
I told you that was an amazing horse drawing.
You were right.
Why did you keep it? Why do you still have it, Caroline? She's like, I don't know.
She should have said something like, oh, because I look fabulous or something.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, yeah.
Offensive, which probably means that there's something there with her and Klaus.
So I'm leaving. I don't need to stay here in your house. Oh, I'm so mad. I'm Tyler. But he does reveal to her that he thinks he's not sired by him anymore. Are you guys convinced of that? I'm not convinced.
Not really, no.
I'm not even.
He just says that he's turned, you know, he felt it over and over again. And you know, he turned so many times and he just feels like, I don't know, that he could deal with that. But it's like.
I think he's deluded just because he's been away for so long that it feels weaker to him, but it's
there is some evidence that he is broken from what's his name, Klaus, though, because when they saw each other at the dance, Klaus was like, wait a minute, I didn't say you could leave in the first place, but he did.
That's true. The next episode. Okay, all right,
so
well,
that could be
I think we covered this episode pretty well. Did we miss anything before we jump back or jump on forward? I don't think we missed anything.
No, I think so.
That was it. I do think that was it.
All right.
Yeah.
So, okay. So continuing your theme here, Stephanie, or continuing your thought, actually. So, and I'm just jumping around, but you're right. So Tyler goes to the dance and Caroline is like freaking out. No, what if Klaus sees you? But okay. So Klaus sees him and is wondering. And so he's just got to act it out at this point, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's just acting like, oh, yes, sure, you can dance with her, no problem.
Yeah,
like,
he stood down pretty quickly.
But Klaus kind of looked at him like you said, like, questioning, what? Like, wait, why are you here?
Huh. Yeah, like, I didn't allow you to leave, nor did I tell you to come back
so
or
don't
whatever.
Don't you think he knows now? Don't you think he knows? Mm-hmm. I feel like that's like evidence enough to be like, there's no way he would have come back.
It's hard to tell because they didn't really play it out afterwards. In any one direction or another.
All right.
Maybe we'll find out in the next episode.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, this continues Alaric and Esther's partnership, I guess, as to, you know, I guess they had a long conversation about why and what she's going to do and what she needs from him. And all of that stuff.
Were you guys disappointed that she didn't do more while imitating Rebecca? That was done with so quickly. I wanted her to cause some real mischief with Klaus and such while she still was using Rebecca's body.
Well, I guess she just didn't. I think she wanted to hurry up the whole process, right?
Yeah.
She didn't want to belabor this whole thing anymore, knowing that.
I just thought she was going to use Rebecca as part of that. Like, I thought that was going to play a bigger role than just retrieving the.
I think because they know Klaus is going to leave town. Maybe she had a feeling that Klaus is like, once he found that last stake, then it's like, okay, let's go. But then once. Rebecca or fake Rebecca was able to convince Klaus to stay, then she had to kind of like get on with her because she, Esther, thinking that that's her only chance to kind of kill everyone because everyone's kind of all going to the dance.
Right.
So maybe it's like the time restraint because of and gathering everyone in one place. Because the humans, you know, they can kind of get away easily. But I think for Esther, she had to figure out a way to kind of like trap all the vampires
at the dance,
all in yeah. one location. Oh, I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, you're right. That makes sense.
That makes sense. Yeah.
But I do feel like you said it is a little rushed because I would like to see a bit more kind of like, yeah, the, you know, I don't know, because Rebecca was as they opened the scene, opened the episode, I thought it was really cute. She was kind of playing with Klaus, trying like the mother trying to be the daughter, trying to be the,
right.
The big brother, you know?
Exactly.
Right.
So that was like, it's kind of weird, but not at the same
yeah,
time.
Yeah, that's the kind of stuff. I thought there was going to just be more.
Just
of that.
A little
that's
more. Yeah, plan. I agree.
Yeah.
Yeah. But that yeah. makes sense. It makes sense.
Right.
Why they went where they went.
But she fooled him. She fooled Klaus.
She did.
She did.
Okay. So the big dance, 1920s dance. Caroline convinces Elena to ask Stefan to the dance. I thought that was weird. But, I liked Elena's response. You know, like, but I just made out with his brother. You know what I mean? Like, I'm glad she was able to confide in Caroline. Because Caroline was just using it like, because you know. Made out with Damon. And I, you know, the whole scene with Elena and Stefan, her calling him, I wasn't sure if she really, I wasn't sure about her intentions. I guess she's just so confused, right? I mean, at this point, she just doesn't know what she wants. And, you know, with Damon, like she said in the last episode, you know, he just messes up all the time. Every time something happens, he does something really horrible. And it's true. And I'm glad she remembers that. Like, oh, how about killing my brother? Trying to kill my father? Well, she didn't know that it was his father at the time. So when she was calling Stefan, I was like, at the time, I was kind of like, I don't really believe her. Like, she wants to do this. But then when he came to pick her up, it was kind of like, wow, memories of season one. Mm-hmm. Crazy, right? Did you guys feel that?
Yeah.
I liked it, actually. I felt like, first of all, I felt like Stefan was the Stefan of old, which I like Stefan tortured. I'm glad he's not boring anymore. You know, I like that he's tortured and he gets all weird with the blood and all of that. And, you know, it makes him more interesting. But it was kind of nice to see him, you know, be a gentleman again, especially with Elena.
Yeah.
One thing I wanted to point out that I kind of forgot to mention when we were recapping the last episode. Mm-hmm. So he recognized and accepted that he had that Rippa in him, and that
Rippa.
I know, I like the Rippa.
The evil, whatever, the evil side of him. Yeah. And, you know, since we're kind of talking about evil spirits and what, you know, in like our characters. But he did mention that he has accepted and he's been repressing that for so long that that's why it had controlled him. So now he's accepted it and he's actually able to not to deal with it and also not let it control him. And I think that's why now maybe he's more balanced and he's more I don't know, himself, you know.
This makes it very hard for me to know who to root for because like in the last episode when Elena and Damon started making out like for real the first time, I was like clapping and yelling. I was like, yeah, finally. And then in this episode, and you know, like with Damon and Steffa's dynamic and how they're giving each other advice and saying like, oh, girl I used to date used to tell me this, and a guy I used to date used to tell me this, and it was just kind of like, oh, my heart, like, so I have no idea who I'm rooting for at this point. And I guess that kind of makes sense because neither does Elena.
I know, it was
you
really
cute. Elena, you're Elena, Stephanie.
I know. Yeah, and then the way that Stefan dipped her in while they were dancing.
He gave her that flower and all that. Dude,
I was like, shoot,
still...
I hate dancing, but I wish someone would dip me like that.
You know, and remember when he picked her up, he's like, well, you know, isn't it kind of weird to be here with me? Because, you know, we don't have really good luck with dances.
Yes.
And I was like, you're not going to have good luck again. I know.
They called it dangerous dance karma.
It's so true. I after this episode, I'm still Team Stefan. I was like, oh, I It was so nice to see
Were you swayed at all, Eileen, by the previous episode? How'd you feel during the make-out session?
I was a little shocked, but
did you feel like Jeremy? You felt like how Jeremy felt?
I felt like Jeremy, yeah. I was like, oh my
you
God.
You wanted to scold Elena?
No, I didn't want to scold her, but I was in shock. I was like, oh my God, this is really happening. Oh my God.
I did like the scene where Stefan agreed to take Elena to the dance on the phone, and then Damon walks in and is like, oh, you know, like, don't like stab her in the heart over and over again. Oh my gosh. Right. Like, he was just so snotty about it. He was.
I agree. I think they've done a really good job of showing, you know, like you said, Stephanie, of making you kind of drawn towards both possibilities, mm-hmm. and not seeing like one or the other is the clear, absolute clear choice at this point.
So, right.
Which is good because I was getting tired of that triangle, like at the beginning of this season, or I don't remember exactly when it was, but I was like, oh, they've gone through this so many times. Like, how many variations of this can they do?
Yeah.
But they're doing it well again. I'm drawn back in. So
well designed. Yeah. I mean, even Rose didn't help to push you in any direction. She's just like, it could go either way. And so, I can't wait.
I know. And honestly, you know, that was the first kiss with Damon and Elena. So that
wasn't the first.
Well, it was like, the first really meaningful, passionate. Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. Elena kissed him.
Yes.
So,
Yeah. So that was different and it, a step up. So,
yeah.
And I like that she was going to tell Stefan. He was like, you know what? Nope. I don't need to know, you know, if we come back, if we go back to who we are, who we were, if we come back to each other, then you can tell me, but I don't need to know. And honestly, they weren't together, so she doesn't owe him anything, really.
Yeah. He was like, you know, after all that he's done to her, hurt her, it's like, it's the least that he could do.
Exactly.
Let her figure it out.
And he knows. I mean, he let her go with Damon, and you know, and even like when in the last episode, Damon's like, "Yeah, we're in a motel," you know, when he's on the phone with Stefan, and Stefan's like, "Okay, motel, all right, whatever, just gotta let it go." But anyways, I did like that, and So Stefan and Elena, we talked a little bit about, going back to Alaric and Esther, they had that moment where she makes that ultimate weapon. The ultimate steak.
It was weird.
I know. It was weird, right? Not just me.
The ultimate weapon was essentially her taking his immortality ring, melting it, and then covering the white oak steak with it. So it's like a, I don't know, immortality crusted.
It's almost steak, like, you know, steak, you dip it in chocolate and you let it drip and it covers the ice cream. The fudge, you know, it's like, ooh.
It's also weird to me that hasn't been done before, unless she was like the only one who knew about it. But the you can't hurt me rings have always been kind of like the lower tier magic things. It's like, oh, that's what the humans use, you know?
Yeah.
And now suddenly it's the secret,
the ultimate
ingredient to making the ultimate weapon.
Yeah. And if she needed that ring, I mean, witches make those rings. Couldn't she have used she should have made her own, like freaking Bonnie made Cat Caroline in like 2 minutes.
Oh yeah, and they made one for the bomb
in 30 seconds.
Yeah. Exactly.
You guys, this is all different. This is Alaric, who's the ultimate vampire hunter. Vampire hunter.
Well, yeah, so we find out that you know, she wants anyone. Yeah. So we find out, well, just jump forward, that, you know, she wants to make him the ultimate vampire hunter as a vampire. She wants to make him like Michael, her husband.
Michael part two.
Yeah. Oh my God. That was so freaky. When she mentioned that, I was like, what?
Yeah.
You don't like that? You don't like the extra implied things with that, Lynn?
Yeah. Well, no, because, they never mentioned Michael. I mean, yeah, they mentioned Michael as the vampire hunter, but they never mentioned that the wife, Esther, created him to be that.
Right. Oh, yeah. I mean, so I think there's I think there's been hints that both of them felt that their, you know, their progeny were colossal mistakes. But you're right. Yeah, there's never been a direct.
Right. Yeah, yeah, there were hints. Right. Now that I think about it, right. But I, yeah, I, at the moment when I was watching, and I was kind of like, oh, Michael was your creation? Okay. So, right.
I'm still hung up on the fact of that Esther thinks Alaric will be the ultimate weapon when he, when Alaric, even to Stefan, admits that he is a failed vampire hunter. Like, he just did not do anything. Like, I can't remember him actually, like, killing any vampires.
I think he's that killed was... some, like, one episode vampires, maybe, or something. Yeah. Yeah, right. Yeah.
No, I mean, even, like, freaking that Sage's progeny was killed by, I don't know, Matt with a...
Oh yeah.
So it's just funny how Alaric has, you know, she's putting her entire faith in this guy who's a failed vampire hunter. He's essentially a vampire hunter with a bad attitude.
Okay, so then this leads me to, so this is his weak, that was the weak Alaric, right? That was the weak part of him. And then the strong or supposed spirit of the old Gilberts, or the other part of Alaric that we've never seen, the stronger, or maybe the evil part or the dangerous part that of Alaric that may come out if he becomes this ultimate vampire hunter.
Yeah.
Like, where did that come from? So that's where I'm confused about the whole
thing. Well, there was, I mean, yeah, there was this real quick explanation that definitely needs to be built out more if it's to be really believable. But there was, Esther did say something about, each time that you blacked out, Alaric, you know, I was there on the other side and I nurtured this part of you. But yeah, that also seems strange. Like you're saying, Stephanie, like, why did she pick him? Like, why, you know, I mean, he has a strategic value in being close to, you know, the people that she's interested in, the doppelganger. And the
I'd say a stronger candidate is Bonnie.
Yeah.
She actually has power and still also hates vampires. She tolerates them for Elena, but she has an effective hatred for them.
Oh, but you.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah, that's totally true. She just gets sent on that sleepwalking mission. Apparently, that's all she's good for.
Same.
Okay, so, all right. Let's talk a little bit about Bonnie now. She went to the dance with, what's
Jamie.
His face? Jamie, yeah.
What a nice guy.
And they looked really happy, and she was really happy. Even after she bumped into Jeremy, she was still like, it seemed like she kind of moved on, right?
Mm-hmm.
A little bit.
Yeah, a little bit.
They had their little makeout session in the high school room until Damon interrupted her.
Damon.
7 minutes of heaven.
I know. And then she gets called to help them, I guess, try and stop Esther, right?
Mm.
Am I recalling this correctly?
Right. Like, they take Elena's blood that Klaus delivered, and they try to locate them on a map.
Right.
Doesn't really work so well because Esther has some spell. So I don't know. Bonnie does some location spell and breaks the salt line that's keeping them all confined to the dance.
Right.
Because at this point, Elena has gone with Esther.
Mm-hmm.
So, right.
So that.
Yeah. Esther shows up at the dance, puts the salt in the dance, so all the vampires can't leave, including Klaus. And then they go off, and that's when this whole revelation of Alaric as the master vampire hunter happens in front of Elena's face. And she's like, what? What's happening here? And they need her blood. Right. They get the blood, and then Bonnie breaks the spell. Ah, so confusing. But then in the end, you know, okay. So what happens was they hear something outside of the tomb. So inside the tomb is Esther, Alaric, and Elena. Okay. And so Esther walks out, and then Jeremy and Matt, the humans, have a crossbow and a gun, and they're about to shoot. And she's just like, whatever, let me witch this away. And then she starts to move them in a way so they're shooting at each other and they can't let it down. And then, Esther did say that Alaric was going to come to life as himself in a few minutes. So, you know, you'll have a chance to say goodbye and all this stuff. So he comes alive just in time to stick her with...
At this point, I'm like, what? Did that just really happen?
Yeah. I know! I'm confused, too!
My question is, what was the weapon that he was using? Because obviously it wasn't the actual...
Steak?
White oak steak.
It was just a steak. It was one of the white oak steaks, right?
Was it? Okay.
I thought it was the metal crusted
right steak.
Yeah, okay. Cuz there's only one one white oak steak, and then I think Alaric had it once Esther transformed it into the
ultimate weapon. Okay, so that was just a human wound. That was just like a human wound, like just stabbing her.
Yeah, I think it's probably it. And then that was the sharpest thing, maybe. Like that was like reachable, or. But that happened so fast, too, though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So probably have to kind of like pause it and watch it again or something. But I imagine it's that.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think I just I was getting confused, like everyone's powers. I was like, why isn't she immediately crumpled up into, she's not a vampire.
No,
she's
didn't.
A bitch. Yeah. So, yeah.
Okay. Right.
She just collapsed and died.
Yeah. And died again.
Yeah.
And then, so she goes down, and then Alaric basically decides he doesn't want to complete the transformation.
This is the point where I start crying.
That was
really well done. Like that could have been really cheesy and horrible, but all of that was. Really,
I mean, I don't even like Alaric that much, and I was just crying. I think because I just felt so bad for Jeremy and Elena because I knew that was like their last parent type family.
Yeah.
Person, and then and then when Alaric, you know, came outside after deciding his fate, it was kind of like it was a funeral where he was still alive, and every single character was there, and
even
then
it ended with
Meredith, and I was like, holy crap, I am just bawling.
Yeah.
Yes, that was very nice.
Yeah.
I forget why did Damon visit Meredith in the hospital early on
to check on Alaric. Maybe.
Is that what it was?
Oh, it was because he had found out that Alaric was not taking those drugs. Things that were supposed to.
He's like, what happens if he doesn't take these?
Got it. Okay, that's right. And then that was an excuse for us to see her again. And then she ends up at that quote-unquote funeral.
Yeah.
And he goes in and they close it. And then Damon sits in there with him until he passes out. Or pretty much is dead.
For a moment, I thought that Damon might be making him drink something with tainted blood in it.
Really?
That for just a moment as well.
Is there blood in there? Oh my God. And he didn't. He was just trying to
Be there.
A friend, and he for actually
company.
Apologized.
Yeah.
He apologizes.
Yeah, that was good. All of that was good. And then, so he leaves, and then Bonnie shows up. Okay, so before that, she's laying in bed with her boyfriend and clothed. You know, they're still in their costumes. They're just sleeping. And then she sees Esther, like, you must complete this. And I'm like, wait a minute. I thought she was dead.
Yeah.
She's just never dead. I don't. It's the most
she's
powerful
always,
witch.
From the other side, apparently, she always has, you know.
She's the original witch.
Something to do. Yeah.
And even though I guess Jamie like shook her because he knew she was having a bad dream, like he woke her up and I guess she was still kind of in a dream state and she actually left, and surprised Jamie didn't follow her.
Yeah, right?
Or maybe he did and we'll find out. But yeah, see, since she walks into that tomb, cuts her hand and completes Alaric's transformation.
Poor Alaric. He was ready to go. And then
now he's angry.
He's angry. He bit her, got the blood, and then he has the, you know, the ultimate weapon.
The ultimate weapon.
The ultimate weapon. Oh my gosh. Maybe they'll do a spinoff, and then that'll be the next new show.
Alaric,
it'll be called The Ultimate Vampire Diaries. Ultimate.
New word.
Man. And okay.
You know what? You know, the more I think about it, Stephanie, your suggestion of having I'm totally blanking on her name. We were just talking about her.
The doctor?
No, Bonnie. No, Bonnie. Yeah, to have it would make so much more sense for Esther's plan to have been to turn Bonnie in this direction. Yeah, but obviously the answer to all our questions is the scriptwriters wanted to keep Alaric on the show.
Well, I did have to say, I did say I was thinking they're not getting rid of him. I know he's very popular, you know, amongst fans and stuff. I'm like, there's just no way they're getting rid of him. And of course they didn't. So there was a little anticlimactic for me because I was like, you know, it would have been really cool if they just did away with a big major character, you know?
Yeah.
But instead they kept him alive. And I was like kind of disappointed because I thought, oh, this would have been a really good, like, sad goodbye to him, yeah. You know?
I actually thought they might do it because yeah, I wasn't sure they were going to, gonna do a twist at the end.
That's why, because I didn't believe it. And then I saw 10 minutes still in the episode. I'm like, wait a minute. Why is there still more time?
that was when you knew.
Yeah. I know. And I was like waiting for it. I was like, no, he's not really dead, huh? Oh man, there's so much time in this episode left. What else can they do? I was like, and we're so used to waiting for the twist, right? At the end of every episode. I was like, what's going to happen? And then when Bonnie got all bloodied up, I was like, no! I guess, was that it? Did we hit it?
I like the scene where Elena was clearing out Alaric's classroom because she didn't want the cops to come in and figure out that he was like a crazy vampire hunter. And then Stefan pulled her into the gym saying like, hey, you know, life goes on, or I forgot what advice he told her.
Yeah,
like, oh, it's okay to feel things even if it hurts and it's pain, because that's what being human is. And it, they and had
that
their
was something that
moments.
She told him, so they're repeating that, echoing that earlier scene where she
But I thought it was real sweet.
Good Stelena scene or what? See? Yeah, bringing it back. Okay, anyways. I just felt a lot of like, oh, we're back to normal a little bit. Not for long.
Yeah.
At the end, Rebecca is in the coffin with the stake, and then he pulls it out. So she's going to be back again. And then he closes.
Oh, I like that, his taunting of his mother's
Klaus?
Body.
Klaus. That, sorry, yeah.
Klaus, yeah. That was intense. That was like...
Oh, yeah. You know, he went psycho on... Yeah.
On mom.
On mom.
Yeah, mama issues.
Yeah.
I mean, I know you guys like Klaus as a villain overall, but I've kind of just... I mean, I think he's good, but the actor kind of doesn't always go as kind of as far as I would like him to do for being a villain and such. But that scene, that particular one was really intense.
It was good.
That really impressed me. Yeah.
Yeah. And it's weird because the preview for next week, it seems like they need his help now.
it's a cycle. They all end up working with each other. Good, evil, good,
evil. It's so true because Alaric is crazy vampire hunter. Now they need the strongest vampire to help them out. And it's like,
Oh, and of all people, that's Klaus.
Right now, of all people.
Well, there was some of that even in this one when they were all trapped in the at the dance. So they were all having to, hang out together. It was kind of like, hey, it's the Scooby gang with Klaus. Yeah.
Too funny. All right. So let's go back to this spoiler article here. There's a few things here and not crazy, but just a few things that I wanted to kind of mention. But apparently, there's going to be a compromise for the whole triangle between Damon, Stefan, and Elena. I don't know what that means, but...
Shadows of True Blood.
I guess so. It's like, may the victor, you know, I don't know. You just kind of bow out if you're the loser or whatever. So I don't even know. This doesn't even really say that she's going to come to a conclusion. But the brothers... You know, their bond is always there, as Klaus says. You know, their bond. You know, as when Klaus and Stefan had that scene where they were talking about, you know, their friendship and their bond, and then Damon comes in, he's like, he already has a brother. Me.
Cute.
But then I love Klaus's thing. Like, I wonder what it will be like when Elena finally makes her choice. Like, will there be a what will the shake be like then to the unshakable bond?
So. Yeah. Yeah. Also, I guess, you know, I think this whole Klaus Tyler Caroline triangle is also going to be a big deal pretty soon.
Oh, that's going to blow up.
So
I think Tyler's not going to win.
Klaus is going to buy her.
How could he? He can't win.
So we haven't seen Caroline really have any like strong feelings towards Klaus, but I'm guessing that's going to turn in the next couple episodes. What do you?
She's going to frame that horse drawing. That's going to be her stake in the ground.
Oh my gosh! Oh, it's silver.
It's over. Yeah,
he'll buy her that horse. He'll come riding in on
he's
it.
Gonna,
and back
he's gonna take
town.
A drawing and then draw himself next to her.
Oh, gosh.
Oh God! It's gonna be the two of them in a pencil drawing. Okay. Also, in the finale, we're gonna get a flashback of Elena's life before all the supernaturals came.
Ooh,
so we're going
really cool.
to see her and Matt together,
and Jenna's gonna be back too.
Yeah. So that's how
I
we're gonna
see your
Jenna.
Parents.
Nice.
Even more
and
than that.
We saw a snapshot of her parents today in this episode.
Did we?
Yeah, when she was on the phone, there was a picture frame in the background that said memory is really big, and it had her picture of her and her parents.
Oh, I missed that. I'm going to have to go back and look
too.
At that.
That might be the hint for we might
yep.
see those actors.
Yeah, it was a pretty clear shot, too, so you could go back and
well,
watch it.
Well, there, I have heard that they're going to do the scene at the bridge.
The actual car wreck. Wow.
Yeah, the car wreck and, you know, with Stefan rescuing Elena and that kind of thing. So, and apparently that scene is going to reveal a bunch of other stuff. So I don't know what that means, but.
Mm-hmm.
And then let's see here. So, yeah, so it'll be interesting to see Elena and Matt together. And I guess apparently they didn't have a perfect relationship and we'll see something there. And Jeremy, you know, like, I guess he is going to step it up somehow. I don't know what that means, but, you know, I think he has to step it up if Alaric is, you know, gone rogue.
He'll call his ghost girlfriends back to help him
yeah,
out.
There you
yeah.
go. Oh, like you just want Anna Whoa. To come back, don't you?
Anna yeah. and Vicky.
Yeah.
Maybe Rose will come back too. I liked seeing Rose.
I know, me yeah. too. Me good. Too. That was good. And then possibly Dr. Fell and Damon might have a little thingy.
They're drinking
or so.
Buddies.
Yeah, maybe more. I don't know.
Think about
means.
Your fast drinking buddies. They
that's
have
so,
all
that's so funny because
something else.
Because it's like, all right, so you know, in real life, Ian is with Nina, and in real life, you know, Dr. Fell, that actress, that's Paul Wesley's wife. Do a little swap there. Mm-hmm. All right. I guess Rebecca's still around, and you know somebody is going to be her new ally. I don't know who that
She's
could
gonna
be.
It's going to be Matt. She didn't get to go Matt. To her aunt's.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you think it's Matt? Yeah, that's true. Well, it's his new ally. Who could that be? Jeremy, maybe?
New could just mean someone who wasn't her ally before.
Oh, yeah, and Matt's not really her ally. He doesn't like her. Yeah, that's true. I like this bit of information here from this article that we've read. Apparently, the executive producers Julie Plec and Kevin Williamson, they set the series ending while writing the 7th episode of season 2 in an Atlanta mall. And quote, "We were tired and stressed and talked about the last character moments of the show and both started crying in the middle of the mall and just felt like it was right." Can you imagine? It's like, you know how stressed you are at work, but then, you know, you think like, oh, these writers or whatever, they don't really get that stressed. But these guys were really stressed. They were crying in the middle of the Atlanta mall.
Oh, so they were already thinking about the series ending.
I guess so. They've plotted it out. Like they at least maybe like they know who lives, who dies, or I don't know that kind of.
So
thing.
What does Elena that mean? Picks. How many in this series? So we're in season 3 right now.
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, who knows how long they'll go? I mean, they are picked up for season 4.
Okay.
So it's kind of like a no-brainer.
Five.
Yeah.
Maybe before they go to college, you know, because.
Well, this is another point in this article is that season 4 will take us through the rest of their final year in high school.
I guess, which is weird. I thought they'd wrap up prom, but maybe not, you know?
Kind of long.
You just had a dance.
Yeah, the senior year is really
maybe
long.
Maybe they'll end with, like, another Founders Ball.
Of course.
We always have so many Founders Balls. Since they're making decisions about their future, do I stay or do I go? Will there be a Mystic University that pops up? No, there will not be a Mystic U, although how great. Graham's taught at a nearby university, and Jenna was getting her master's degree. So there's something out there that we'll be introducing and seeing in season 4. Oh.
Also, I like this bit about, you know, the whole love triangle, and it says that Elena will ultimately choose somebody.
Mm-hmm.
She's going to might choose Damon or Stefan, and while she chooses one, the other one's going to leave town. For a while.
Right.
Interesting.
I wonder if one of them has a project. Maybe that's why they have to leave town. No. I don't know. That's all good.
Maybe they'll
question.
Go like hang out with Catherine.
Oh yes, that's right. Oh, this one doesn't mention anything about Catherine.
No, it doesn't. It feels like they put Catherine on the back burner. I really hope she comes back.
Unless it's Rebecca's new ally.
Maybe you're right. Who knows?
That would be power.
Who knows?
One more thing about Jeremy. With Jeremy back home, I'm just reading this from the article. With Jeremy back home, will the ring have the same impact on him as it does Alaric? Maybe, but maybe not. Quote, it definitely means that the stakes of death and resuscitation are possibly not as intense for Jeremy as they were for Alaric, Plex said. It might not come in the form of Jekyll and Hyde alter ego. The rings will, quote, be in play for a while, she also hinted. So I guess it doesn't jump like that, that ghostly whatever. It doesn't jump. But wasn't it a Gilbert, though? So wouldn't that
make more sense? The confusion, like, you know, what happened? Now it's no longer the Gilbert person anymore. Yeah, or is that person coming back?
That all feels muddled. Yeah, that hasn't been properly explained.
Or it starts off with this Gilbert spirit. And then somehow when you die so many times and you go into the other side and then the evil side of you comes out. I don't know.
Mm.
Yeah, this part's so confusing. There was a moment I was afraid that Jeremy was kind of taking on some of the Alaric's, tendencies from, during the influence of that spirit.
That's where I thought they were going to take it, but they definitely have not. Yeah, they have definitely.
Alaric thinks that Jeremy's alter ego is a pot smoking hippie. So they might be okay.
That's true.
May never come about.
Too funny. All right. Well, I think that wraps up our recap of The Vampire Diaries. And I think there's only 22 episodes. I could be wrong. I feel like I need to go look it up.
I think it says May 10th is the season finale.
Oh my gosh.
From that article. So I hope, because usually I thought it's a little later in May, but.
Wow. It's over so soon.
That's two more episodes because next week. Oh no.
Yeah, you're right.
Two more episodes, right?
Well, next week is the third. So two more episodes.
Two more episodes.
That's it. Okay. So two more episodes of The Vampire Diaries season finale on May 10th. And
True Blood starts in June.
June 10th.
Yeah. Yay. Oh, yeah. Exciting. All right. Well, thanks everybody for listening. And thank you, Josh, Stephanie, and Lynn. So I think that wraps up our recap. And I guess until next time. Bye.
Bye.